Hello everyone. I have been writing my own short stories during lockdown, and I wanted to share the prologue of one with you. I hope that you enjoy it. The staccato of stilettos on stone, crisp, sharp, unmistakable. She was home. Miss Sophia Maclare swept into the parlour of Edgewood Towers with the step of someone on the warpath. The other ladies in residence looked on in disquiet as she proceeded to stalk straight through the sitting room and down to the cellar. After a lifetime of learning how to be servile and subservient, under the close supervision of the Sisters of the Rosary, Sophia had become wise to the constriction of weakness and sought to stamp it out of civilization, one carefully placed boot at a time. Sophia was the product of the Irish Catholic regime of the 1980s. Her mother was brutally raped and then sent to a laundry to live and work out her days, concealed from public view and scorn. Sophia was born into nothing, and so, as she so often reminded us, had nothing to lose nor prove. Whilst housed in the cells with 28 of the bastard children, she would lie awake in panic, for she knew that at any point, any of the Holy Order could storm in, drag one of the girls out of their bunk and over to the wash basin. There, they would be doused in cold water and stripped before receiving 5 strokes of the cane across the buttocks. The smart from the cane had never left Sophia's subconscious, ever since that fateful night in December. Kitty and Sophia, best friends, bonded in blood and poverty, had made the fatal error of talking in the exercise yard. Moreover, they were berating the divine Sister Beatrice, who was notorious for shaving girls' heads and subjecting them to immense public humiliation and physical pain. Their dangerously antagonistic mutterings were overheard by one of the other girls, who thought that if she told tales, she would be spared, maybe even rewarded. But it was not to be. "God sees all. You need not stab your neighbour in her back." We shrank back from her desk in terror. The nuns gave such conflicting messages, conveniently utilising any psalm or chapter of the Bible that best backed up their argument. But this message was crystal clear. Nobody, including the Holy Sisters, likes a snivelling snitch. The 3 girls were all commanded to lift their skirts over their head and bare their knickers, with their hands on the desk. Sister Beatrice ambled over to her oak cupboard and retrieved a wooden ruler and a rattan cane with a hooked handle, perfect for ensnaring wayward girls whose head was turned in the wrong direction during religious education. She proceeded to flick it loudly through the air, causing the swish that a witch might make when astride her broomstick. Sophia and Kitty later set up a coven of sorts to rid the world of all prudent oppression and enlighten the masses as to the pleasure to be had in incentivization, discipline, and gratuitous punishment. However, in that moment, the girls felt terror, the dark hand of sadism tightening around their loins. Sister Beatrice then began to pace behind the girls, Sophia left, Kitty in the middle, and Charlotte the snitch on the right. Kitty's fingers crept into the palm of Sophia's pressed down hand, intertwining, bracing for impact. 3 strokes. That was all. Sophia buried her face in her forearms and breathed deeply. This was God's divine mercy and power, or lack thereof. Sister Beatrice brought down the cane with a stinging flick and accuracy which meant that the three strikes hit the same spot, splitting the flesh across the centre of both of Sophia's pale, moon-like cheeks, now weltered and bleeding. A sharp intake of breath was all that could be heard. Sophia was stoic and strong. She was born to be a leader. She would go on to nurture. Kitty possessed just as much willpower, but her physical strength had been drained by 7 days a week working 16-hour shifts in the laundry, feasting on gruel and inadequate sleeping and clothing provisions for the chilly Kildare wind. The second stroke from Sister Beatrice was cruelly brought down at the base of the buttocks, on the crease where the flesh is virginal and especially thin. Kitty passed out with a pain. But before her head hit the veneer leather top desk or the cast iron statue of Christ, Sophia had caught her. Charlotte's wailing banshee screams were drowned out by the utter silence in which the two girls took their punishment. It was then that Sophia determined that all who wished to go against the grain must be prepared to suffer the consequences of their actions. Sophia would build a true sisterhood for women, a place where girls from all classes, backgrounds, and education could come together to plot to gain more credence and have a voice in influencing their own future and that of others. There will be many times to come when she and her compatriots will let off some steam via the use of willing or unwilling but deserving participants. Thank you for listening, my dears. This story will be continued soon.